Assalamu alaikum, 8 AM. This is Bangladesh Betar, broadcasting on the morning of Saturday, the 2nd of Magh, the 2nd of Jamadil Sani, and January the 16th. The news read by Shafinaz Nadia Ahmed. First, the headlines. Polls to 60 Poroshavas across the country in the second phase is being held today. The Election Commission takes all-out preparations. The Awami League General Secretary says the government will extend all-out support to the Election Commission in the second phase municipality polls. Opportunities have no place in Awami League, says the Information Minister, mentioning the parties for the working people. Visits Cox's Bazar Bethar Station. 13 more people died of coronavirus in the country. The global death toll is about 20,16,000. The death toll rises to 42 people after a magnitude 6.2 earthquake struck in Indonesia's Sulawesi Island. And Sheikh Rasel Kriya Chakra defeated Brothers Union in the day's lonely match of Bangladesh Premier League football in Dhaka last night. Now the details. Polls to 60 Poroshavas across the country in the second phase is being held today. Out of this, the voting is being taken place through electronic voting machine in 28 municipalities. Balloting begins at 8 in the morning and continues till 4 p.m. without any break. The Election Commission has taken all-out preparations to hold the poll in a free, fair and peaceful manner. Sufficient numbers of law enforcing members, including magistrates, BGB, police and ANSARs, have been deployed at the polling centers and peripheral areas to maintain peaceful atmosphere centering the election. Besides, restrictions have been imposed on vehicular movement at the election areas. Awami League General Secretary and Road Transport and Bridges Minister Ubaidul Qadir has said the government will extend all-out support to the Election Commission to hold the second phase municipality polls today in a peaceful and fair manner, likewise the previous elections. He was talking to newsmen at a regular briefing at his residence in Dhaka yesterday. The minister said the Election Commission has completed its all-out preparation so that the voters can franchise peacefully. The Awami League General Secretary said among all the parties in the country, the Awami League has the highest scope to exercise internal democracy. He said voter turnout was more than 60% in the polls with EVM system in the first phase municipality polls, which is a very positive thing. The Awami League General Secretary said his party has already formed different committees and subcommittees at the center and different organizational units. If any has any allegations over the announced committees, he or she can appeal as per the party's constitution, he said. The Awami League General Secretary said anyone can submit their complaints to the election tribunal of the party at Dhanmandi in the capital. About BNP General Secretary Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir's remarks that the people will not pardon the government, the minister said the people are giving their verdicts in polls in favor of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina again and again as the government is working for the people's welfare. Fingering at the BNP, he said that the people still have not pardoned the persons who introduced robbery of yes-no vote in the country. Information Minister Dr. Hassan Mahmood has said Awami League is a party of the working people and opportunists have no place in the party. He made this comment at a view exchange meeting at Awami League's Cox's Bazar office yesterday. The Information Minister said only those who are dedicated to the party will get the priority over Awami League's candidate nomination in the upcoming local government elections as well as in taking positions in the party. Dr. Hassan Mahmood also, the Awami League Joint General Secretary, said a section of the people is joining the party to use the Awami League as a safe refuge. He said people who are involved in misdeeds and desperate to save their illegal wealth are basically intruders into the party. The Information Minister said Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has changed the whole country, including Cox's Bazar, with tremendous development. He urged Awami League grassroots leaders and workers to present the Awami League government's development works carried out in the last 12 years before the country's people. Earlier, Information Minister Dr. Hassan Mahmood said radio is still a dependable electronic medium. He said this at a meeting while visiting Bangladesh Betar Cox's Bazar station yesterday. Dr. Hassan Mahmood said Bangladesh Betar has been modernized and this process will continue. The Information Minister said with this end in view, Bangladesh Betar Cox's Bazar station will be brought under mobile app to ensure easy access of radio news and programs to the listener. Local lawmaker and member of the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Information Ministry, Simon Sarwar Komal, also spoke on the occasion. region. Meanwhile, the four-day program of Bangabandhu Festival was held at Ramu in Cox's Bazar last night. Speaking on the occasion, Information Minister Dr. Hassan Mahmood said the BNP now wants to do politics over coronavirus vaccines, but their expectations would not be fulfilled. He said the government led by Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has made all-out arrangements to bring necessary vaccines of the coronavirus for the people. The Information Minister said after the outbreak of the pandemic, BNP has designed to make agitation capitalizing on the pandemic issue as they had an expectation that thousands of people would die in starvation, adding that their ill motive ultimately did not succeed. Hassan Mahmood blamed BNP for making falsehood repeatedly and saying the party is now publicizing that vaccines are expensive. Chaired by valiant freedom fighter Nurul Haq, the festival was also attended by Railways Minister Nur Islam Shujon and local lawmaker Simon Sarwar Kamal as the special guest. Criticizing the BNP, the Railways Minister said BNP has no uniformity in their works and speech as they only blame the government based on false claims. This is Bangladesh Betar giving you the news. This news will also be available on our website at www.betar.gov.bd. 13 more people died of coronavirus in the country, bringing the death toll from the pandemic to 7,862. This was disclosed in a press release of the Director General of Health Services in Dhaka yesterday. The press release said 762 people were diagnosed positive out of 13,678 samples tested in 24 hours. With this, the total number of corona patients rose to 5,26,485 in the country. It further said so far 4,71,123 patients were cured from the disease as another 718 recovered during the period. All types of public, private primary schools and kindergarten holidays have been extended till January 30, 2021 to protect students from coronavirus infection. A statement issued by Ministry of Primary and Mass Education said this in Dhaka yesterday. At this time, students will stay in their respective residences to protect themselves and others from coronavirus infection. The statement further said that students should abide by the instructions and directives issued from time to time by the Prime Minister's Office, Cabinet Division, Ministry of Public Administration and Health Services Department. Parents will ensure the students' accommodation and the local administration will closely monitor it. The death toll from the COVID-19 has crossed 20,15,000 globally. The number of confirmed cases crossed 9,42,000 around the world. Among them, over 6,72,000 people have recovered so far. A powerful earthquake has rocked Indonesia's Sulawesi Island, killing at least 42 people with more feared dead as rescuers search for survivors. The 6.2 magnitude earthquake struck on Friday morning just hours after an earlier smaller tremor. Hundreds of people were injured and thousands displaced by the quake. Indonesia has a history of devastating earthquakes and tsunamis with more than 2,000 killed in a 2018 Sulawesi quake. Officials fear the death toll will increase as rescuers' efforts continue. Rescuers were still searching for survivors late on Friday, but they have been hampered by power cuts and poor mobile phone service. Football and Sheikh Rasik Virachakra defeated Brothers Union in the only match of Bangladesh Premier League football at Bangabandhu National Stadium in Dhaka last night. The winners led the first half by 2-1 goals. All the goals came at the first half. Meanwhile, Saif Sporting Club will play against Rahmatganj Muslim Friends Society at the same venue today. The game will start at 8 p.m. Finally, weather and forecast. Valentin 1 this afternoon says moderate to thick fog may reduce surface visibility to 5 meter or less at places over the river basins of the country during the next 4 to 5 hours commencing 5 this morning. River calves in this area shall proceed with caution, but no signal is to be hoisted. To end the news, the main points again. Polls to 60 Purosabhas across the country in the second phase is being held today. The Election Commission takes all-out preparations. The Army League General Secretary says the government will extend all-out support to the Election Commission in the second phase municipality polls. Opportunities have no place in Army League, says the Information Minister, mentioning the parties for the working people. Visits Cox's Bazar Better Station. 13 more people died of coronavirus in the country. The global death toll is is about 20,16,000. The death toll rises to 42 people after a magnitude 6.2 earthquake struck in Indonesia's Sulawesi Island. And Sheikh Rasel Kura Chakro defeated Brothers Union in the day's lonely match of Bangladesh Premier League football in Dhaka last night. That is the end of the news. This news will also be available on our website at www.betar.gov.bd.